Welcome in to Top Spur. I'm Douglas Bruce, along with my co-host and wingman extraordinaire, Big Mike Fisher. We're coming to you guys live here on Facebook and on Top Spur, coming to you live from the Philippines. Big Mike, how the hell are you, buddy?
Doing great, man. Ready for another great show.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. We've got Bobby Fisher on from Clear Creek Game Farm. Bobby
Fairchild.
I'm sorry, Bobby Fairchild. Hang on.
Snap out of it, brother. Snap out of it.
I am. That is him calling there. So hopefully he will. Hopefully. Good. You guys are getting it live here, man. This is just the way it goes. Welcome to live TV. We're working on it here. Well, that's Bobby calling in right there, Bobby Fairchild from Clear Creek. He's going to be our guest on today. We are recovering from a weekend of Expo and a lot of great fellowship. Saw a lot of great people over there. We got a little bit of a video for you and some stuff like that. Hopefully, Bobby will click on in here in just a few minutes, and we'll get him over. We'll have him on over on Top Spur. But I want to mention this is the Rapido Rooster pre-show brought to you by RapidoRooster.com. There you go, RapidoRooster.com. You can go there to the website. It is the greatest game fowl supplement on the planet. There's the Smart number and the Globe number if you want to order here in the Philippines. Or if you're in the U.S., you can just go to RapidoRooster.com, and it will take you right to the site. And if you haven't tried it, give it a try. Also want to mention that Top Spur Top Spur .tv, that's where you can see the regular shows. You can also buy all of our products there. The Gold membership is $4.99 a month. Diamond membership is $52 a year. Save you a little bit of money there on the Diamond membership. All of our books and DVDs are over there as well. We've got the Perfect Point Pro series, the Perfect Point Masterclass, Rooster Hacks, Gamefowl Essentials. Also have John Anthony Marks, Volume 1, Volume 2, and all about ACLs. Those are available in DVDs or in streams, so you can get them there at topspur.tv. Also, the books, History of the Game Fowl, our newest book, Perfect Point, the original book that started it all, and Breeding Basics. We've got a promo going right now. If you buy History of the Game Fowl, you can get the Gamefowl Essential Stream for half price. So that's a really, really good deal. So if you wanted to pick up the book, right now is the time to do it. You can get a bonus deal of that Gamefowl Essentials, which is a 4-hour video all about raising fowl that we did back last year. So that came out about July, I think, of last year. Also, I want to mention our audio podcast. If you guys want to listen to the podcast on your way to work or at work or hanging out in your cock house or whatever, that is available. You can get that at Buzzsprout. Subscribe there. It's $3 a month. There's like 160 or 170 previous episodes that Big Mike and I have done. And then you can listen on your favorite podcast provider, Spotify, Google Podcasts. All of those are available. So we do want to mention again, I don't know what's up with Bobby. Hopefully he'll be logging on here in a few minutes. He's trying to call me, but of course I'm live on the air, so I can't take the call. But Bobby Fairchild is scheduled to be the guest. There he is. It looks like he's popping in now. I want to mention the International Cup. The International Cup being put on by Excellence. That's Chris Kopis's promotion. Actually saw B-Boy there at the expo as well. B-Boy was there and was hanging out with Chris. I was hanging out with Chris Saturday. It's a 10 million peso guaranteed prize. That is going to be the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, And then the finals on the 28th of January. So that's a 9 o'clock derby. Should be a barn burner, folks. So it should be really, really good. Also, the World Slasher Cup is coming up. That'll be in starting the week after the 28th. And then there's International Thunderbirds doing their festival. And then you'll probably have Pitmasters, I think, is after that. So, Big Mike, it's a busy time in the Philippines when it comes to the game fowl industry.
Yeah, it's a good time to take a little vacation, I guess, if you're an American. Come over here and hang out for a month. It's a good time.
I tell you, I saw more Americans over the weekend than I think I've seen in 7 years since I've been here. I told April, there goes the neighborhood. You know, there's a whole bunch of white people, in the expo. It was great seeing a lot of guys I knew, a lot of guys that knew us through the show, and then meeting a lot of new friends really, really good. We got a chance to take a lot of pictures with people and hang out. They were all asking, "Where's Big Mike?" That was the top question of the day, I think, is "Where's Big Mike?" And he's in the gym, of course. He's in the gym. So he's either feeding roosters or in the gym, one of the two. That's where he always yeah. seems to be.
Yeah. Or driving kids to school, right?
Or driving kids to school. Yeah, he's a daddy daycare, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But Big Mike, are you ready to play around Rapido Rooster Rapid Fire Q&A?
Yeah, I'm ready, buddy. Let's do it.
All right. This is brought to you by Rapido Rooster, rapidorooster.com. Big Mike, first question. Other than competition, what is your favorite aspect of game fowl? That's a good question. Mm.
Well, what is the, you know, as an American, I think we always like to try to, you know, like breed our own, you know, instead of like, I some people buy and fight. I like the breeding aspect of it. If truth be told, if I could just breed, I would, you know, like the competition part is great, but sometimes the competition is the stress factor and whatnot. So I think the breeding. What I like.
I think that's the thing for most Americans is they love creating their own thing. We're such Americans are a lot more independent than a lot of, or at least our generation is, and prior generations. I don't know about all the, I don't even know what all the new gin this and gin that even mean. Gin used to be something we drank when I was a teenager, but I think the thing of having your own, you know, it's kind of like your own NASCAR team. You know, it's kind of that same pride thing. You know, I bred those. You know, I created those, and I think that's a big deal for the Americans. Here in the Philippines, it's more about the winning. You know, everything here is geared towards the winning. In America, that's why I think gameness is so much more important to most Americans. That it's not so much to do with the weapon; it's the fact that our pride is in the foul and not in our record. You know, win some, you lose some. And there's no shame in being beaten, but we want to be beaten honestly. We want to be beaten not because our, you know, we don't, even guys, if the roosters doesn't show game, but they win, guys don't like that. You know, most American breeders don't want to win with cold foul. You know, they want to beat you to death in the, you know, so. I think that's probably the raising of fowl is probably the pride thing in raising fowl is probably even bigger than competition. Second question. If forced to only raise off colors, what color would you raise? That's a good question, too. You're doing good with these questions. If you had to raise off colors,
really,
what flavor would it be? Would it be ubi or
I would say spangle because I can hide anything in that. You know, if I could only have off color. I would say spectrum. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I love black fowl. I love black chickens. I always have. I've had real good success early with black fowl. But I also like blues too. So I guess if I had to pick, I would probably go with black fowl. I had Sid Taylor's for a long time, and I had some other had some shuffler fowl that were black. Seen some really good black chickens. Seen some really good blue chickens too. The thing about blues though is they'll come every color. You know, they don't always come blue. Sure. You know, blues come black and white, pile and yeah. You know. So, but I'd have to say black fowl. Let's see. Last question here: is there a difference between hen hatched and incubated chicks? What do you think? Hen hatching or incubation?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on who's doing it. You know what I mean? That's what I would say. It depends on where you're at, because I think in the States it's convenient to do hen hatch, whereas here it's damn near impossible. You know, with vaccines, because we got to do vaccines here. So I would say there's a difference. Like, incubator hatched here is better. That's what I would say, because hen hatch is so complicated. I mean, really, it's hard to keep up with them. I've been hen hatching at my place lately, and it's tough, man. I'm telling you now, it's tough.
It is. As far as the, and I have to, you know, of course, you know, I'm a Ratliff guy, and sure. Learned a lot from Mike. One of the things that Ratliff always said was there's nothing that incubator is going to teach that chick, but there's a lot that the hen will teach that chick. You know, early on I had trouble with getting chicks up on the roost. You know, they want to sleep on the ground. Takes hard to get them up on the roost pole, you know, when they're little. Of course, then I learned to do that stacking thing that I do with the roost poles, and that eliminated that. But before, you know, a hen will have them up on the roost in a few weeks. I mean, she'll have them in just a few weeks' time. She'll have them up on the roost, and you know, sometimes when you just leave them on their own and they're incubated, they don't get up on the roost. I think the hen teaches them instincts or teaches them how to rely on their instincts. I prefer hen hatched. I do. But here it's very difficult to do that because, one, you got to have a lot of space. Mike had about 300 surrogate hens that he used, that he set, that were hens he didn't use for laying purposes at all. He just set eggs underneath them and let them raise baby chicks. So it takes, you know, if you're going to raise a couple of thousand stags, it takes a lot of hens to do that. Incubator is a lot easier, a lot more convenient. Wow. You can know the exact date they're going to hatch with a hen. You got to wait on that hen to decide she wants to sit, you know, to get broody and sit. So I understand both of them. I understand the need.
Sure.
But as far as a preference, where I am now in life, I prefer hen hatched. But I'm still using an incubator. That's just the way it is. Guys, that's it for the Rapid Old Rooster pre-show. Come on over to topsfur.tv. If you're not a member, get signed up. You can sign up in just a minute and catch us over there at the show. Of course, you can catch all the old episodes that are on there, all the press. We had guests on, like Chris Copas was on 2 weeks ago. John Anthony Marks was on back around Christmas time. Always have a great lineup. Bobby Fairchild from Clear Creek is going to be on today, and excited about having him back on again. We had him on back about 10 months ago on our very first episode over at the new website. He was our first guest on there, and really been excited to get him back on there. Finally got the scheduling worked out, and enjoy having him on. But come on over, join us over at topsfur.tv, and we'll see you guys in just a few minutes.